Warning, this podcast may contain graphic violence, sexual themes, and bad language. If our language offends you, we apologize, but we do not give a fuck. Be mindful of your kids listening.
This October, experience a thrillology of fright at Spider Hill Haunted Attractions.
The Massacre Mansion, 8,000 square feet of farmhouse horror.
With 7 new rooms to send you screaming home.
The Trail of Terror followed the path through the haunted forest with a new witch's coven.
And a circus act that will drive you mad.
The Zombie Invasion Paintball. Ride through the woods atop a war wagon as you become the hunter and take out zombies that are trying to take over.
Every Friday and Saturday in October.
Ticket sales begin at 6. Gates open at 7. And we don't close until the last ones make it through.
It's $15 for each attraction or $35 for all three.
Located at Three Sisters Park off Route 29 in Chillicothe. For more information, visit ThreeSistersPark.com.
The Evil Never Dies Podcast.
Hey everybody, thanks for listening to the podcast. I'm Brett and I'm going to be flying solo tonight. But first I wanted to give out a couple of shout outs. First, to the guys at the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast, Todd, Sean, and Nate the Engineer. How these guys get an engineer? I got to do this shit myself. Anyway, these guys got a really good podcast. You need to listen to it. They do everything creepy, spooky, macabre. They do really good research and have good content. They really research their topics that they talk about. And also, I forgot, they did a really cool graphic with our logo and put it on their Instagram, so give the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast a listen. I highly recommend. And second up, I wanted to thank all my haunter friends and family all over everywhere. Hope you all are having a good season so far. I know a bunch of you are about 3 weeks in now because some of you start at the end of September. Just wanted to say, give everybody a shout out and hope you're having a good season and stay safe. And scare on, everybody. All right, on to the show. Tonight we're going to be talking about the seventh studio album by Judas Priest, Point of Entry. The band for this album was Rob Halford, vocals, Glenn Tipton, guitars, K.K. Downing, guitars, Ian Hill on bass, and Dave Holland on drums. It was released on February 26, 1981, on Columbia CBS Records. Had a running time of 37 minutes and 42 seconds. And produced by Judas Priest and Tom Allum. Alright, the album cover. This is probably the worst album cover catastrophe ever, as far as I'm concerned. There's actually three different covers for this album. The band, I guess, had nothing to do with anything to do with it. And they were pretty pissed off about it, from what they've said. It was chosen by the CBS Records executives. The first one that was put out in Europe was a metallic airplane wing with a sunrise in the background. And the US, Japan, China, and I think South America version was a desert scene with printer paper rolled out. Pretty cheesy, if you ask me, and cheap. And on the back of that, the back cover was just some boxes sitting in the desert. And then there was a third cover that was released just in South Africa. It was just an upside-down version of the European cover. But I guess that's worth some money if anybody's got that album vinyl. And the US-Japan version was the first cover to have the Judas Priest 3D logo on it. All right. It was recorded from November to December of 1980, and they just got off the British Steel Tour like just weeks before they started recording this album. And CBS had just bought out Columbia Records, and I guess they had their own way of doing things that Judas Priest wasn't used to. And basically, they had to record this album on the fly. Write it, record it, mix it, all at the same time. Now, they chose a new recording studio in Ibiza, Spain, which is a small island off the coast of Spain. I guess it's a tourist destination. And according to Glenn Tipton, the booze was cheap and the women were everywhere. So we know what he was doing the whole time. And Rob Halford even said there was too many distractions writing this album. They had to write it on the fly. Actually, I think they did a pretty damn good job on it. So, and they had to do that because they want the CBS Records wanted that album out late winter of 1981, so they had to bust ass and do it. And they had all kinds of problems when they were recording this too. 2 weeks into the recording, police raided the studio and confiscated all the band's equipment, all the current master tapes and everything that was recorded, all because the former tenant that had rented the place out didn't pay their bill to the owner of the studio. So he called the cops, and they raided the place and took everything. And I don't know how they got it back, if they had to pay off the other people's rent before they could get it back or what. But evidently they got it back because they finished the album. And also while they were there, it was the same time when John Lennon was shot. And some people say the song on the album, You Say Yes, might be like a little tribute to John Lennon, and the Beatles song, You Say Yes, I Say No. The album got to 39 on the Billboard Top 200, and it went silver in the UK and gold in the US. And there were three singles on the album: Heading Out to the Highway, Don't Go, and Hot Rockin', and which all three had music videos that went along with them. I don't know if you all remember them. The Heading Out to the Highway was where they're all sitting on in the fake desert scene, sort of like the album cover, and all had their leather on. And I thought it was sort of funny, though. Dave Holland had leather jacket, and then he had a dress shirt with a tie on. And the Hot Rockin' video is where they're all in the gym working out. That was a pretty weird video, too. And I don't really remember the Don't Go video. I think it was just it was an outside scene. I think like at an old abandoned factory or something. Heading Out to the Highway had been on the set list on the tour since its release. They've always played it on tour. And Desert Plains and Hot Rockin' were regularly played in the 80s on tour. And they brought it back to the set list on the 2005 Reunited Tour. On the Worldwide Blitz Tour supporting point of entry, Solar Angels was the opening song for the whole tour. And sometimes they played Troubleshooter. Otherwise, the songs Don't Go, Turning Circles, You Say Yes, All the Way, and On the Run have never been played live. And like I said earlier, despite all the issues that Priest had recording this album, it actually had really good reviews, much to the dismay of the band. I guess they weren't a fan of it because just the way it had to be recorded and stuff. And although lots of fans think the album was too commercial and don't like it, but and a lot of them talk shit about it, but I really enjoy the album. It came out end of my 8th grade year, and listened to it all that summer before I went into high school. Yeah, I remember going to high school that fall, freshman year, and some kid having the Worldwide Blitz Priest Tour shirt on. I thought how fucking cool that was. And actually, Point of Entry was the first Judas Priest album that I had ever bought. I had heard Priest before, but I don't know why I hadn't bought any of their albums before, but that was the first one I bought. Had it on vinyl and cassette. Alrighty, everybody, that's it for Judas Priest Point of Entry. Hope you guys are liking what you're hearing. If you do, leave us an iTunes review. If you got a request or anything for a show you want us to do, send us an email at evilneverdiespod@gmail.com. And You can join the Facebook group, but you got to answer the questions. So join us. Join the evil ones. All right, everybody. Sorry this was so short, but we got a lot of stuff going on. It's October, and October's always busy for us. So bear with us. We're going to get some more stuff out soon. Take care, everybody, and stay evil.